Hello, Brad.
Good afternoon, Ollie Peterson. You haven't answered the call from Cricket Australia, haven't the latest allegations of match fixing?
Well, no, I haven't, but I've just read as well that Josh Hazlewood is a last-minute withdrawal from the ODI squad that departs tonight for England, and Michael Nisa from Queensland has been selected in his place.
Yeah, it's a bit of bad luck for Hazlewood. Haven't had much luck with our quicks over the last few years, have we?
No.
Always one or two down, and not sure exactly where that new inquiry's going to go now involving Australia and India Test series last year, but let's hope it amounts to very little.
Yeah, let's hope it does amount to very little. All right, let's talk about the weekend footy, and of course the big news today as well around Rioli getting a $1,000 fine. Fair cop?
Oh, yeah. Pretty. Look, I think we're all got some empathy for him because, you know, we didn't see any malice or we thought it was just interaction between two human beings. But the problem the AFL have got with this one, Ollie, is that They graded it careless, and, well, who did he think he was patting? His cat? You know, the umpire was the only one there. Just don't touch the umpires. Don't touch it. That'll be the simple solution to it. So none of us wanted to see him get rubbed out, but for them to go and say it was careless, no. He knew exactly what he was doing at the time, so unfortunately, from that point of view, it's intentional. So, you know, which would have taken him up into that dangerous area of a week. So they got a $1,000 fine for that. But more importantly for me was he did just cop the knees in there on the weekend on Hardwick and, you know, gave away the 50-metre penalty in the first place. He knew he'd done wrong and he received a $1,500 fine for that one, mate. So $2,500 lighter in the pocket is our Willie Rioli.
Yeah, he is. But, of course, the Eagles beating the Hawks and, of course, disappointing again from Freo against North. How do you assess the matches on the weekends?
Well, West Coast, they'll take the 4 points and keep running. I think that was about, that's all you could say. It wasn't a stellar performance. I'm still enjoying the work of some of the youngsters, you know, like Duggan and, you know, Waterman, and they're doing some nice things. Elliot Yeo's having a really good season again. Gaff best of field, but they wouldn't have been over the moon about their performance. Just happy to take the 4 points, and I think Hawthorn just gave a few of the other teams a little bit of a blueprint as maybe what they need to do to try and keep the Eagles at bay. They did a pretty good job for a larger period. It was only their turnovers that probably cost them in the end, and you know, softish free kick to Josh Kennedy late in the game got it out to 15 points, but it was more like the 9 or 10 points that the margin it should have been. Freeman, on the other hand, well, mate, I'm just getting inundated at the moment, you know, from fans and supporters and members. I don't know about you, but, you know, they've just had a gutful, not only of, you know, Ross's coaching and the results, but, you know, the whole package, you know, the tickets, you know, they pay big money to be members, you know, and, you know, roughly works out at, you know, about 70 or 80 bucks a seat each week that they go. And yet on game day, you can just go and buy a ticket for 24 bucks or 26 bucks or something like that. So, yeah, there's not a lot of love for Fremantle right at the moment. Until they get plan B and they're going to double down on the youngsters now. Well, what the hell have they been doing for the last 2 years?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a rebuild, rejig, restart. So, I'm just over it, mate. And I think there's a lot of Fremantle supporters out there feeling exactly the same.
Yeah, well, let's celebrate Daniel Ricciardo and Will Power. What a huge 24 hours in motorsport.
Is that the best name in sport, Will Power?
Oh, it's brilliant. Love it.
It's got to be, doesn't it? I mean, the Indy 500, that is a time-honoured event. It's the oldest race, I think, car race in the world, if I might stand corrected on that. But, you know, that is a brilliant effort. And our man Daniel Ricciardo to win Monaco, I don't think we've experienced a better 24 hours in motor racing in all my time. But
no,
what about the celebrations? One with champagne, probably a little Moët and Chandon. The other one with milk.
Just brilliant. I reckon Ryobi would be on the phone to Will. Ryobi,
oh, yeah.
I think they've still got the slogan, I've got the power. I think they'd love to sign up Will Power. I think it'd be good.
I think he'd be absolutely outstanding. But well done to both of them men, then, because that is a fabulous notch in their belt when they retire. They can always look back on that very, very fondly, I would expect.
I am certain they will indeed. Now, Brad, let's announce your bullshit of the week.
Oh, well, the goal review system, you wouldn't have been watching the game, but I'm sure you would have seen the highlights with the Sean Higgins goal, not Sean Higgins, young Higgins goal from Richmond on the weekend. Terrible decision, overturned. I'd hate to see anybody lose a grand final in that case, and the AFL at Payne's trying to explain it away today. But no, you're stuffed up. Absolute bulltish. The other one, now going forward, I don't know who sets it. It's very, very hard to gauge. We've all got a crystal ball at some time, but, you know, over the next few weeks, in the second half of the season, Carlton, St Kilda, my dogs, and Essendon are all Friday night fixtures. Can you believe that?
No.
Absolute bull tish. You can't have that. You've got to have the best teams on. Friday night is spotlight night. You want the best teams playing. This one, I don't know if you heard about this today or not, but it's a little bit one out of left field for you, mate. Channel 7 reporter over here on a day off, Chanel Vella, was down in Richmond on the weekend, just doing a little bit of private shopping on Saturday, approached by a beggar. And you and I, we've all got compassion for people who are doing it a little bit tough. He asked for a dollar. He said, unfortunately, sir, I don't have a dollar. What did he do? Whips out the FPOS machine.
Really?
Bull tish! He's got an FPOS machine. He wanted to tap and go.
The beggar. We'll have to carry one around in our pockets, Brad. That's good. That's brilliant.
All the best, Ollie. You have a great show, mate, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Chat then. Thanks, Brad.